Good morning, and now the shipping forecast. Issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday the 21st of November. There are warnings of gales in Cromarty, Thames, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sol, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. New lows expected 40s 985 and France 986 by 1800 Thursday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Sarah, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northeast 5 to 7 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. South at Sarah, cyclonic 3 to 5, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. West, becoming cyclonic later, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Cromarty, perhaps gale 8 later in Forth. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Thames. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth. Cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, becoming northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming west or northwest 7 to severe gale 9. Occasionally storm force 10, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, variable 2 to 4, but westerly 4 to 6 in north. Fair, good. Fitzroy, Sol, cyclonic, becoming northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, southeast, backing northwest later 5 to 7. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fastnet, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming west 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, northwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming northwest 4 to 6 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, northwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Snow showers, good, occasionally poor. And Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland, northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later. Snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northeast by north 4, 32 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Stornoway, northwest 6, heavy rain and snow, 19 miles, 1005, falling. Lerwick, southwest by west 4, 11 miles, 993, falling quickly. Wick, west 5, 12 miles, 1000, falling. Aberdeen, west 3, 14 miles, 1003, falling. Lucas, southwest by west 3, more than 38 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Boomer, west northwest 5, 1005, falling slowly. Bridlington, west 3, 1006, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 6, 11 miles, 1009. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1011. St Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest by north 1, 1011, falling slowly. Jersey, southeast 1, 24 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south 2, 1011. Scilly Automatic, south by east 5, 22 miles, 1008 falling quickly. Milford Haven, east by south 2, 22 miles, 1009 falling. Aberporth, south 3, more than 38 miles, 1010 falling. Valley, southeast 1, 16 miles, 1009 falling. Liverpool Crosby, northwest by north 4, 19 miles, 1009 falling slowly. Valentia, southeast 3, moderate rain, 5 miles, 1003 falling quickly. Ronald's Way, north northeast 2, 24 miles, 1009 falling slowly. Malinhead, southeast by south 2, recent drizzle, 19 miles, 1008 falling more slowly. And Macrahanish automatic, north by west 2, more than 38 miles, 1008 falling. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 20th of November. General situation, a strong cold northerly or northwesterly airflow will continue to extend across the United Kingdom, bringing gales to some northern and eastern waters. This will produce blustery showers with snow at times in the north. Low pressure will cross southern waters on Thursday, bringing gales or severe gales here for a time. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, west or northwest 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Squally wintry showers, good. Occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, westerly, veering northerly or northwesterly later 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 near Rattray Head at first, perhaps gale 8 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west or northwest 5 to 7. Squally wintry showers, becoming mainly fair. Good, occasionally very poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Wintry showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 for a time. Squally wintry showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, then westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast 5 to 7, backing northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 6 to gale 8, backing north or northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast, backing northwest later 5 to 7. Rain or sleet, squally showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 4 to 6, then northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, sleet, then wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, north or northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, north or northwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5, backing west or northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Wintry showers, squally later. Good, occasionally moderate or poor. Lochfall to Carlingford Lock, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later. Occasionally gale 8 in North Channel, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, north or northwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. squally snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, squally wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. And Shetland Isles, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northeast 5 to 7 later, squally wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that brings us to the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. In a couple of minutes, we'll join the BBC World Service, who will take us through the night. Then we will return at 5:20 with a shipping forecast, and Jane Steele will have news briefing. Our digital sister station, Radio 4 Extra, has a mix of comedy, drama and factual programmes. Thank you for your company this evening. This is Joanna Keane in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're live in Mexico and Bangladesh. Coming up, one of the world's richest men, Gautam Adani, has been charged with bribery in the United States. We'll get all the details. And the race for the job of Donald Trump's US Treasury Secretary, well, that is heating up.
He's flying in from Hong Kong for the meeting today at Mar-a-Lago and letting it be known that he will be very well prepared. If I were one of the other candidates, that would worry me.
Find out who we are talking about there. And Bangladesh gets tough with oligarchs who it says have plundered state funds.
I think the central bank and the new leadership is just trying to show that if you got your hands dirty, we will come after you even in international jurisdiction. If you have done something wrong, we'll not let you sleep in peace.
That's Business Matters. First, though, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The Biden administration has announced almost $300 million of new military assistance for Ukraine. The move is aimed at bolstering support for Kyiv during Joe Biden's final few weeks in office. Peter Bowes reports.
The package includes ammunition, missiles, drones and an undisclosed number of anti-personnel landmines, a move which has been criticised by activists because of the danger they pose to civilians, although US officials insist the devices contain safety features. The latest military aid is part of a surge in security assistance announced by President Biden in September, which the State Department says is urgently needed by Ukraine to defend itself and succeed on the battlefield. Washington has also recently permitted Kyiv to use US-made ballistic missiles against Russia.
Palestinian medics say dozens of people have been killed in northern Gaza after Israel pounded several neighbourhoods with airstrikes early on Thursday. Rescue operations are underway in Beit Lahia in Gaza City. The director of the Kamal Adwan Hospital in Beit Lahia told reporters most of the bodies being brought in were of women and children, and more people were trapped under rubble. The Israeli military made no immediate comment. Israel does not allow foreign journalists into Gaza. Australia has introduced legislation to ban those under 16 years of age from accessing social media sites such as Instagram and TikTok. The Communications Minister told Parliament it was a world-first bill. Katie Watson has the details.
The government says this new bill is about protecting young people, not punishing or isolating them. The onus won't be on parents or users to comply. It'll be on the social media companies, who now have at least a year to come up with ways of preventing young people from accessing the platforms. If they fail to do so, they face